Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show.
Lightning struck the mountain just above us. It was time to run down the mountain and get to treeline as quickly as we could. Definitely not time to stop and consult the map.
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
Today's episode is devoted entirely to answering a question from a listener, and I would love to answer your questions. So if you've got a question about any previous episode, or if you have a question related to management or leadership, something that's affecting you in your life today, send that in, david.dye@letsgrowleaders.com, or go to leadershipwithoutlosingyoursoul.com. You'll see an orange button, and you can click that, and you can record your question just like Jamie did today. Let's get to the question.
Hi, David. My name is Jamie, and I'm calling in from Maine. My question is about those meetings that feel like they should have been an email. How can we make those meetings more useful? Is it better to just get rid of those meetings altogether? I would love your advice on this. Thanks.
Jamie, this is an insightful question, and it's a great follow-up to the recent episode that we did on meetings. So let's review a few of the principles that come into answering this question. First, is every meeting that you lead as a leader, you want it to be the most effective, most productive use of people's time. Anyone who's there, it's the most productive use of their time. Then we want to make sure that meeting is focused on answering a question or making a decision about either where are we going or how are we going to get there. And finally, at the end of that meeting, we make sure that we are finishing with the magic meeting formula from Winning Well, where you ask, who's doing what, by when, and how will we know? So if we've got those principles in place, let's take a look at the question in a little bit more depth. So the question is, you know, these meetings that maybe could be handled by email, should they be eliminated? How can we make them more effective? A couple of thoughts here. First is that some meetings may not seem like the most productive use of time. Sometimes they pull us away from the work. And in that case, it can be frustrating. It can feel frustrating because we're not getting the work done. It can sometimes be that those are effective, productive, healthy meetings. So let's take an example from hiking. I love to hike. So sometimes, let's say you've got a group of people and you're hiking along and you go through a series of trails. And after a while, you start to wonder, you know what? Are we on the right trail? Well, to keep working, to keep doing the work, that would mean to keep walking, to keep hiking forward. But sometimes it is more productive to stop, take a look at the map, and figure out, are we in the right place? We have a quick meeting, we consult the map, and figure out, get ourselves on the right track, on the right trail. That's the equivalent of stopping work for a moment, for half an hour, or an hour and a half, or even sometimes a full day, to pull together and answer some of these strategic questions. Are we going in the right direction? Do we need to make a shift here? To answer that, where are we going, or the how are we going to get there? If we have a quick group huddle to say, you know what, how are we going to get to our destination while we're hiking? Are we going to walk leisurely? Are we going to walk at a pretty quick pace? Or in the event of certain circumstances, maybe we're running. That's what happened to us recently. Last week, we were hiking above treeline in Colorado. Lightning hit the peak above us. We had to run down to treeline. You don't fool around with that. You don't stop. You don't talk. You just get down before anything can happen. You don't consult the map. Once you're down and out of the danger, then it's time to consult the map again. So whether or not a meeting should be in person and should involve discussion really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Basically, if there is a decision to be made, a discussion needs to happen, that should always be a meeting, an in-person kind of a meeting. Now, when I say in-person, I don't mean that it has to literally be everybody physically in the same room together. You know, yesterday I was talking with my daughter in Guatemala. The day before, we were talking with an associate in Cambodia, all from the U.S. in real time. The technology we have allows us to do that. So you don't have to be in the same room, but you do want to be able to have a live, interactive discussion around where are we going or how are we going to get there. And those kinds of discussions you don't want to do over email or over Slack or Messenger or things like that. If it's a very quick, hey, should I do this or that? You know, those are Messenger or email types or text types of discussions. But if there's any kind of input that's needed, it's better to do that where you get the most bandwidth, where you can talk and interact in real time. So that's the first thing to pay attention to is what kind of meeting are you having here, and do you need to get people's input? Is there a decision to be made? If there is, do it in real time. Now, let's go to the other kind of meeting, which, Jamie, you might be referring to, which is the kind of meeting that feels like, you know, if you're just giving us information, this really could happen via email. And in those situations, often you're right. But what happens is that leaders will say, you know what, I need to make sure everybody's got this. So they pull everybody together, they disseminate the information, they do a check for understanding. Are we good? Great. All right, out of here. And in those situations, it can feel like a waste of time once again to participants. So how do you make those effective? Well, first, to Jamie's point, if you can disseminate the information some other way, do it. Use email, use text, use posters, use video, use all the fun things that we have at our disposal to get information out. But if it's a one-way transmission of information, a meeting is probably not the most efficient way to do it. Just send the information to people. If you need to have a check for understanding to make sure they received it and got it, you can do that. There's lots of different ways you can do that through technology. You can have them email back. You can, you know, put response required and get what you need that way. Lots of ways to do it. But don't take people's time when a five-minute email could do the trick. Now, let's say that it's a bigger situation where maybe there's a new process that's rolling out or a new project that's starting or something along those lines, and you really do want to get everybody together because you want to minimize frustration, you want to minimize the friction of getting this thing off the ground. In that case, when you pull everyone together, in order to make that an effective use of everyone's time, you don't just want to do a one-way send of information. You want to make it interactive. You want to let people ask questions. Get them some of the details or the talking points or some of the highlights early enough, even before the meeting, so that they're able to formulate some questions. Get those questions, maybe collect them even as people are coming in. Have time to group them, sort them, and respond to them in a really productive way. You want to make it interactive so that there is some reason that people would need to be in the room. If there's no reason for people to be in the room, then you ought to have sent it by email or some other form of communication. So Jamie, thanks again for the question. The idea of getting rid of meetings is an important one. Some meetings just take on a life of their own. They have that inertia, we're meeting because we've always met. And that's not a good reason to meet. Every meeting that you run, as a leader, you should be looking to build relationships with you, with the team with each other, and achieve results. That's what makes it productive. So if you can't achieve both of those results, those outcomes in your meeting, it's probably time to think about getting that information across in a different way. Thanks for listening. Again, love to answer your questions. Send those in and we'll feature them on a future episode. Until then, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.